Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me ask you guys this. Let's take Myles Garrett off the table because I feel like that might be a little bit too much of a layup. If you could add any potentially available player to this Bills roster next year, who would it be and why? Dan, you can start.
Meaning like a free agent-wise?
Free agent or somebody who's been rumored to be available in trades. Obviously, you could throw in draft picks, but like, there's really not anybody who, I mean, Abdul Carter, but that's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah. Mike makes a good point, too, about Godwin, because he's a guy that can separate, and he's a guy that is a reliable target. Like, I think he's got more wiggle and more juice. Obviously, we're coming off a torn ACL, but he's gotten more. He's like a Khalil Shakir plus. Like a guy that can be very friendly to throw to and things like that. So I'm still like, I still, when I break down the end of the season and I know what the defense was, I know they have their limitations, but they still had the ball again with a chance back to back years. And I just didn't see, sometimes it turned into who's Josh going to throw to. Like, he still is making big third down throws to Mac Collins. And that's not a knock at Mac Collins. That's just a kind of a knock at what this wide receiver room was. The Amari Cooper just didn't work out. But again, going back to Jenna, like, you don't stop dating. Like, you don't just sit there and say like, okay, we're done. Like, the thought was there. Like, hey, results are sometimes what they are. Again, you can't bank on Von Miller tearing his ACL. I mean, Amari Cooper, another guy injured to some respects, but you got to perform there and to have more options that defensive coordinators go, we have to take this guy out. Like, we can't let this guy beat us, because for as good as Khalil is, and I think he's really good, Khalil's really good games are still 7-8 catches for 80 yards. Like, you need a guy that can consistently, like, I'm not saying, you know, it's kind of like that, a DK Metcalf kind of guy, like a guy that you go, man, you can't let this guy beat us today. And if you let up for one play, Josh can make it really hurt.
Yeah.
All right. How about you guys? Give me a name.
I love Max Crosby. I just think he wouldn't cost as much as Myles Garrett, and just he's a Chief hater. I honestly think that does play into it. That does matter. Like, the kind of the bad blood there and just the plays that he could be able to make. And when you add in a guy like that, it makes everyone else better as well, because you have to figure out where is he going to be? What is he going to be doing? So for me, it's pretty simple. I just think it's pretty wild considering how much the Bills have invested in that D-line, how many resources they have used, how much money, and it's still like, hey, you need to find a weapon on that side of the ball. But I think it's that, and I'm going to say Max Crosby.
Mike?
Is it somebody who's available, or it's just like a wish list?
Pie in the sky.
No, it's going to be somebody who's somewhat available.
But I do want to hear who your other one was.
Who's my other one?
Zach Ertz.
Oh, I love Zach Ertz.
Mike loves Zach Ertz.
And you saw the way Zach Ertz played. The problem Zach Ertz would have in Buffalo is uncatchable balls that the MVP quarterback throws. Because everybody is giving me the nerd numbers telling me that the reason the number one draft pick tight end didn't catch more passes is because it's Josh Allen's fault.
Oh my gosh.
If you're wondering, Mike chose violence today.
Well, good. I mean, come on.
Mike did a whole rant on our latest podcast, and it was about bringing more hate into sports.
Sports hate. Yes, sports that's important. Hate.
It's important. Yes, not about that, the individual that the people
that the yeah. four nations,
the rivalries.
Has brought hate back, but it was pretty good.
It is. I love Zach Ertz as a player. I have said Dalton Kincaid isn't Travis Kelce to me. He's Zach Ertz, which is a pretty damn good player who has come up in big moments, and you saw him in Washington. The only reason I bring that up is Dalton Kincaid is another guy they need a lot more out of.
Yes.
I'm hopeful that what they've talked about with him with the knee really was that impactful, and that he comes back next year with another gear, because we were told he had that other gear. And then again, I'm only picking on the people who give me the numbers and tell me he had so many uncatchable balls in the games. Josh seemed to throw pretty good ones to the rest of the team. So I want to see what happens this year with him. The guy I was going to throw out there is, you guys are going to laugh when I say this, but it's AJ Brown.
What?
The reason I bring that up is AJ Brown has been great for the Eagles.
Some light reading.
Yeah.
I have something in my mind. Just, I could see Howie Roseman. This is just my two cents. I don't know anything. This would be the time to make
not
a
in
move.
The building.
This would be the time to make a move. Devontae Smith could be a number one on most teams.
Yeah.
I mean, he just could be. They draft younger. They play mostly two wide receiver sets. They draft younger, maybe bring in another veteran and make a deal. Now, A.J. Brown is a guy who can put up big numbers. In the Eagles offense, he became still impactful. Now, I'm just throwing this out there. Sure. But he's still... at a younger age, he's already gotten paid. I'm just throwing that out there. So if you want to call Howie up, maybe it's not good to deal with Howie, but I just have this weird feeling that at some point in the offseason, you may hear he's on the market.
I can call Cousin Nick and put
that's
him in
right.
You that's want right. Me to. I can call Cousin Nick. What were
and
you there,
yeah. And you're talking about a guy, he's had a knee sort of thing, but he's got still two knees. A beast. Yes.
bad joke.
The other one too, like I was kicking the can just around with one of our friends that's a reporter in Pittsburgh about like what level do they need to reset their defense? Because if you want to talk about a closer, a guy that makes those plays, the reason they brought Von in, TJ Watt has made those plays for a decade and played through injuries. Like, he does kind of have that Buffalo grit toughness that you kind of think of. And again, getting him in more games where the team that he's facing isn't just running the ball out, because he can strip it at any time, but just the fact of letting him pin his ears back. I know he struggled at the end of the season, which is what also makes it think that, like a Max Crosby, it may not be as expensive to make the move. It would be a massive reset to the Steelers defense, but they need to rework a lot of things over there in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And that could be one of the moves where you're saying, hey, I don't think he had a sack or a tackle in his last like 10 games, but that team was a free falling at the end of the season. I would love, again, another guy that you just sit there. And the Steelers' motto for the last 5 years has been keep the game close and then let TJ Watt have a strip sack. And it's constantly worked. So if you're looking at a guy that could be another impactful edge rusher guy, I don't know. Like, TJ Watt is another guy that you think of splash plays, right? It was like what Terrell Bernard has been and what Tremaine Edmonds wasn't are the wild plays. Like, I can think of like 10 plays off the top of my head where you're like, hey, TJ Watt needs to make a play here. And he does. Like, that's just who he is. So like, that's another guy where, again, whatever the price may be, maybe it's less than Myles Garrett. But again, those are the calls that I would be making if I was Brandon Bean.
I have two. One of them, there's absolutely no chance it happens. One of them, there's probably not any chance it happens, but it's still really
these are
fun.
The best ones. Go ahead.
Yeah. These are the best ones. The one that there's no chance that it would happen is Garrett Wilson. I don't know what the Jets are going to. They're never going to trade that guy in the division. They just wouldn't. But that guy has to be so fed up with the way the last couple of years have played. They go and bring up Devontae Adams, and then they bring him, and he becomes the number one. Garrett Wilson gets pushed to the back burner. Like that, he is a legitimate number one wide receiver who is just wasting away on a team that now has no idea what they're going to do at quarterback. Are they really going to bring back Garrett Wilson for another year of Tyrod as their quarterback and then have to pay him an insane amount of money?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Right? If they're not figuring out what they're doing with corner or quarterback, don't you think it would be smart to go get some big time assets? The problem is the division.
Yeah,
they're not trading them in the division. The one that's probably not going to happen, but is super interesting to me, is Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons, they can't pay everybody. I understand the salary cap isn't real. I get it, Dan. I know you're pointing at me. They just gave CD a ton of money.
Yeah.
They just gave Dak a ton of money. Trayvon Diggs is going to get a ton of money. Micah Parsons, I think, is still 24 or 25 years old.
Yep.
You want to talk about giving up a haul? Whatever Myles Garrett costs, I would do the exact same thing.
Yep.
If Micah Parsons is on the table, strictly because of his age. And then you sign him to a massive deal, and you put Greg Rousseau on the fifth-year option, and then you franchise tag him. And then for the next 2 years, those are your two edge rushers, and watch out. There is not a price I would not be willing to pay for Micah Parsons.
You are talking about a guy that is 4 to 5 years younger than Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
When you're giving up those assets, it's basically like a draft pick, but you got to pay him. Dan, go ahead.
Why is he laughing?
I don't know.
No, I'm just thinking about a Dallas sports fan. Their team trades Luka and Micah Parsons in a span of like 2 months and just being like, what is going on? And it's like sitting there being like, boy, the Mavs made a horrible trade. And then Jerry being like, hold my beer. I'll take Micah for a second and a third. You guys want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And throw in Javon Solomon. That's the other piece that you have to throw into, and like Bean's like, oh, okay, like yeah, deal. That just made me laugh thinking about like the Dallas sports talk radio would just be fire for a week straight.
But you do have to. I always say this: take advantage of dumb teams, and the Cowboys have been a dumb team. They draft well. They bring in good players. They don't have any idea how to pay them and to do it. They made Dak wait and wait and wait. They should have signed him earlier when he was a little younger. They could have given him the deal at that time. And CeeDee Lamb, it's almost like they want to anger them before they pay them. And every player in that locker room sees that. It's not necessarily always about the money. It's almost like they want to make them wait till the very last minute. Smart teams would sign them early, especially like you said, a young player like that. Either sign them early or deal them. And it could happen. I don't laugh when you say that. It probably won't. It could happen if they get to the point they say, we're going to move on from this guy because we're not going to pay him.
I was sitting on the other side of an aisle to Matt Parrino on a flight this year. I don't remember where we were going. And I looked at him and I was like, does Micah Parsons for the Bills make sense? And he was like, why would the Cowboys ever do it? And I was like, because they're dumb. He was like, oh, yeah, it's a good point. And I was just like, and I think back to that conversation kind of a lot. And then in the last few weeks, his name has started to pop up. So it's interesting.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.